This is KCUR 89.3. From sushi to prime rib, Bloody Mary's to cocktail sauce, there's one ingredient that gives them all that signature zing: horseradish. Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck went to the International Horseradish Festival near St. Louis earlier this month to find out more about the pungent root and about the people who celebrate it.
Even in the 95-degree heat, horseradish can be hotter.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Where's the steak?
This is the 31st annual Horseradish Festival in Collinsville, Illinois. It nearly doubled in size this year and isn't slowing down, or at least not if co-organizer Shannon Stelling has anything to say about it.
I've been very passionate about it. I get very excited talking about it.
Most of the nation's, if not the world's, commercial horseradish comes from two counties near this southwestern Illinois town, and it's got roots more than 100 years deep, so Stelling wants to keep it front and center.
Because it's such a rich part of our tradition here in Collinsville.
She's not the only root enthusiast. Thousands of festival goers were buying up horseradish plants, horseradish sauces, horseradish smothered bratwursts, and plenty of horseradish Bloody Marys. Here's Chef Carl Vollmer, who prepared them.
We made 56 gallons of it. Out of the 56 gallons, 8 gallons of it is horseradish.
And then there's the horseradish throwing and blending and plenty of tasting. I tried some blended with just vinegar and salt water. That's got some zing to it.
That's got some zing to it. There you go.
I also ate some in Charlie Adams' gourmet mustard.
That's delicious. That is a mild horseradish.
Yeah.
Those who grow it love it too, but caution that it should be eaten in moderation.
Because otherwise you're going to think it's not good if you overdo it.
That's Dennis Hepke. He and his brother Jeff are fifth-generation horseradish farmers in Madison County, Illinois. They grow about 200 acres of horseradish in different fields every year, cycling back every 5 to 7 years to prevent root rot, insects, and nutrient loss. When they're ready, these roots are massive, often more than a foot long and a couple inches in diameter at the top, much larger than most garden-grown roots. Jeff says that's because here in the Mississippi River bottoms, the roots thrive.
The sandy soil and the mild winters helps with harvest.
Horseradish may seem obscure, but you're probably eating it more than you think. Take the wasabi paste that's served with sushi. Chances are, as Dennis explains, it's probably not from an actual wasabi plant.
A lot of wasabi, quote unquote, is horseradish just dyed green because wasabi is so incredibly expensive and hard to grow.
And what about that zip in your shrimp cocktail sauce? Also horseradish. For those of the Jewish faith, it's often on a Seder dish as a bitter herb. The nation's largest supplier for the root is right in Collinsville. It's called J.R. Kelly Company. They sell up to 12 million pounds a year from area growers to companies around the nation and the world. Some goes to grocers, but most goes to grinders for sauces. Sauces that keep flying off the shelves at this festival, which is way bigger than the 50-person barbecue in an alleyway park where it started in 1987. The festival moved away from the local shopping area for decades, but came back to Main Street this year. And that's no accident, as Collinsville tries to bring in more revenue for area businesses and incentivize people to stay.
The state of Illinois, unfortunately, is shrinking.
Collinsville Mayor John Miller says this right before cutting a ribbon for a new business.
And we're doing everything we can to keep people here.
And people swarmed the festival on its second day. Even as it started to rain and thunder, folks stuck around, hiding briefly under stoops and popping back out the second the rain went away. They had plenty of non-horseradish festivities too, like a novice ventriloquist, a police dog demonstration, and an Elvis impersonator.
Thank you very much. You're fantastic.
But even as people were distracted by this or that, you'd catch the whiff of that zesty root. And it lingers. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.